The spark. A few strands of rain streamed like tears down the dirty window pane, making the street outside appear blurry and dreamlike. Anna stared at the world outside, trying to see some colour, movement, or opportunity in the greyness.
Anna, the deep fat fryer!
A cry from her boss woke Anna from her daydream. The chips were burning again.
Sorry, Mr. B,
she called as she hastily removed the blackened mess from the fryer. Mr. Brunswick sighed. There was no point even scolding her anymore. Anna's burned chips were becoming a regular occurrence. Her shift over, Anna hung up her apron, left the steamy shop, and set off towards the sea. The stresses of the day melted into a watercolour wash of rain, sea-salty wind, and waves. As she relaxed, she stopped being Anna the hopeless chip fryer and became the real Anna. She sat on the half-rotten breakwater and thoughtfully smoked a cigarette. Although she agreed with her stepmother that it was a dirty habit, she'd never really tried hard enough to give it up, and it had become part of her evening ritual of staring out to sea and listening to the last of the seagulls. She dreamed of adventure and something new, away from the so-called Sunshine Coast. She knew it was a cliché, but she dreamed of the bright lights of London, of new faces and places, of newspapers being something people read and absorbed, not just wrapped fish in. Brighton had given her a great summer. Even her hours in the fish shop had flown by, and she had lived for the long evenings spent on the beach with her friends, all of whom had now left to start university. October had been lonely, with the weather turning colder and the town becoming quieter, and now November had arrived. Anna had always loved growing up in Brighton, being able to swim in the water, waste hours with her friends playing in the Penny Arcade, get an ice cream and try to eat it before it melted in the sun on the promenade, and run down to the very end of the pier to stare out at the point at which the endless sea and sky met on the horizon. But now her friends had gone off to start their university courses, and while she was happy with her decision not to leave Brighton herself yet, she couldn't help but feel lonely. The memories of her perfect summer now only reminded her of what she was missing. Her eyes moved over a line of washed-up debris from the sea. Shells lay like abandoned jewels on the pebbles, polished smooth by the waves. Bits of picnic rubbish and faded plastic had found their way back to the shore and dried.